Like every American, I am mourning the tragic losses that terrorists have inflicted on our nation. But I mourn, too, because I fear that in the aftermath of these attacks, environmental protection efforts will be sacrificed to the awful necessities of war. I'm reminded of a remark Tolstoy once made to a young friend. "You may not be interested in war," Tolstoy warned, "but war is interested in you." War's interest in the young is fully matched by its interest in the environment. Apart from what the U.S. does to go after bin Laden, we must also pursue peaceful solutions to this dreadful challenge. The best of these options is to vastly increase economic opportunity for the world's poor. After all, it's their desperation that provides the breeding grounds for fanaticism. As Jessica Stern, author of The Ultimate Terrorist, observes, "Force is not nearly enough. We need to drain the swamps where these young men thrive. We need to devote a much higher priority to health, education, and economic development, or new Osamas will continue to arise." Economic development will be hard to achieve and will take much time, but in it, environmentalists can find some solace. There are environmentally benign ways to develop economies, and often they make the most sense for the world's poor. For example, 2 billion people in the world have no access to electricity. Providing them electricity for lighting, clean water, refrigeration, health care, radio, television, that's perhaps the best single way to drain the swamps. The least expensive, most efficient way to provide the world's poor with reliable and affordable electricity is through environmentally benign on-site generating technologies. These so-called micropower devices generate electric power on a small scale close to where it is actually used. They include fuel cells, photovoltaics, microgenerators, small wind turbines, and modular biomass systems. For instance, a microgenerator the size of a refrigerator can generate 25 kilowatts of electricity, enough to power a small village. The environmental approach towards this kind of energy sufficiency has been to utilize microcredit. That means providing poor people with affordable mini-loans to purchase on-site energy generators or microgeneration. Currently, the U.S. leads the world in exporting solar electric, small wind, fuel cells, and modular biomass systems to the developing world. Such exports of energy generation have become a $5 billion per year market. So this environmentally benign strategy is also economically productive. In short, electrifying the poor regions of the world will benefit our people, our planet, and the cause of peace.